Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, what was the week of practice like after an exhibition game, after being able to show film and get all those teaching moments out of the way?
Well, that's what it was. We got to watch film. We needed a game. Everybody needs a game to get under their belt. And, you know, you want to make sure you utilize that game properly and you get some good film. And you can obviously start, you know, looking at your habits and your details. And you just got to kind of refine certain things. And it was good to have that game under our belt.
How were the freshmen, how responsive were they to what you guys were talking to them about?
I don't know. That'll be work in progress. It's still early. I mean, we've only been on the ice, a month. Last Saturday was the first time we started our 20-hour week. So it's really early right now. And I thought overall the freshmen played decent. I didn't play them a ton. I mean, I went 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-5, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-5. So, I mean, those guys were only getting 5 or 6 minutes. I mean, Liam played a lot, but those other guys didn't play quite as much. So, again, they just need time. They just need time, and once they have a lot of time under their belt, it'll get a lot easier for them, and hopefully it'll become more muscle memory, and they'll minimize the amount of thinking that they have to do.
Every coach will say this time of year, you don't have enough time to work on power play, penalty kill, extra attacker for, extra attacker against, that kind of stuff. How much have you worked on it this week?
Well, we haven't done any extra attacker, and that we won't probably for a couple of weeks. We haven't done any set break. We talked about that. I mean, that just, those are things that just take time, and it's difficult sometimes because you can't do it. You can't do it quick. It takes probably 15 minutes or 20 minutes to work on some of those things. So they do get neglected. But our power play penalty kill, we worked 1 day on the penalty kill, up ice, 1 day in zone, then we had 1 day of video, and then power play they went 3 days. So now we got to start getting our power play and penalty kill reps in, though.
Icebreaker is a pretty special deal to be a part of it. I'm assuming when you got called, you jumped at the opportunity?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a no-brainer.
This used to, be the icebreaker. It opened up the season. There were a lot of teams that played last week. And like you mentioned, Saturday was the first day that you could officially practice. How much of that is because you can go a couple hours a week once school starts, and coaches aren't quite as, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but nervous to play on that first day?
Well, we're ready to play. I mean, we're getting 4 hours a week on the ice when school starts. So we started after Labor Day, and our guys coming in such good shape, and everybody's got the same rules too. So, I mean, nobody has an advantage over another team. So, why not play that opening weekend? And if you can play league games or non-conference games, I mean games that count versus, non-exhibition games, who cares? I mean, we got to find dates sometimes. And that's the thing too, is that sometimes non-conference dates can be very, very, very difficult, and you got to utilize that first weekend sometimes.
These games are exempt, meaning you could go to 34 or 35 games if you wanted to. If my math is right, you're staying at 34.
Yeah.
Was that geographic? Was it just, it didn't really work to bring anybody here? And you don't really want to go on the road for those extra two games, do you?
Yeah, even though we could have played two more games, it just didn't work out. And if it's going to work out, it's got to benefit the Beavers. And it didn't benefit the Beavers. And sometimes, too, rest is a weapon. And you can't just keep grinding your guys, because that can get very difficult to sometimes these bye weeks are much needed. And
they're precious.
Yeah, so I don't know. At the end of the day, I didn't worry about it, to be honest with you, Schultze.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Hall of Fame weekend, Tom. Two hockey individuals and a championship winning team being inducted. Ball's in your court. Why were those two individuals and that team such a slam dunk in your mind?
Well, I mean, we won a national championship. That's the first off our team, our 85-86 team. I mean, and we beat good teams. I mean, that was a heck of an accomplishment. We probably weren't the best team in the country that year, but we won, and we overcame a lot of obstacles. We weren't overly deep, and but at the end of the day, we got it done, and that was a big championship for us. And that was a time too where it was all one division, and there was no Division II and Division III. It was all Division III for a couple of years, and everybody was playing small college. There was only 30-some Division I teams at that time, and You know, and that was much, you know, that team came through a lot, and we had some adversity during the season as well, but we kind of came together at the right time, and our best players were really good. That's the one thing. And we weren't overly deep, but our best players were really good. And they stepped to the table. And when we needed those guys to come through, they did. And that's why we won. And the two guys that are inducted, they were studs at, you know, Bemidji State, Dre Bradley and Mark Liska. You know, Dre's, I mean, arguably one of the top 3-4 defensemen to play at Bemidji State. And he was just a smooth defenseman, had great puck skills, great hockey sense. His offensive instincts were unbelievable. He went to camp with the New Jersey Devils when he was done. Mark Liska was a 3-time All-American. And, those guys probably deserved to be in the Hall of Fame 5 years ago. But, they're well-deserving, and they were great players for the Beavs.
I seem to ask myself that question a lot. Once Hall of Fame weekend comes around, you're like, why haven't these people been inducted already? That goes to the history of this program, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but we got to get more in, and it's we're behind. We're behind Schultze, and we've got a lot of guys in their 60s right now that should be in, and we just had so many great players. It's just, you know, but you can't have, you know, you can't have 5 hockey players every Hall of Fame induction. You can't have them. So, but we are behind, and we gotta hopefully down the road accelerate that and hopefully get more guys in the Hall of Fame.
Final Four was at the John Glass that year, that particular championship year. How much did teams hate coming here?
Well, I mean, you hate going anywhere. We didn't like going to Plattsburgh State the next year in 87. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, when you have those, like, Final Fours, like at the small college level, when you have those, when the team, you know, when the team hosts, when you have somebody hosting, I mean, it gets bonkers. And it was bonkers in the John Glass, and it definitely helped us. Hey, we wouldn't have won that thing if that thing was in Rochester. I guarantee RIT would have won it. And the next year was in Plattsburgh. Plattsburgh was the best team, and, you know, they kind of walked through it.
On to tonight, Wisconsin scored a bunch of 5-on-5 goals last week. Didn't give up hardly anything. What have you noticed about this year's Badger team?
Oh, they're a good team. I mean, they're deep up front. I mean, I don't know a lot about their defensive court, to be honest with you, even the guys up front. But you just take a look at their resumes. It's a deep group. They got a lot of NHL draft picks, and it's exactly what you would think of a Badger team, or you know, they're a very good Big Ten team, and. No, we got our hands full tonight.
Last time you played them, certainly a memorable one in the national tournament.